Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In tennis news, Naomi Osaka pulled out of the French Open yesterday, saying on Twitter that it's, quote, the best thing for the tournament, end quote, and for her own well-being. Osaka's tweet came a day after she was fined $15,000 for skipping a post-match news conference following her victory in the first round. She also got a warning from all four Grand Slam tournaments that she could face stiffer penalties, including disqualification or even suspension, if she continued to avoid the media. But before the tournament, Osaka had sworn online that she would not attend such conferences, citing concerns about her mental health. Meanwhile, Serena Williams won the first scheduled night session in French Open history. Williams overcame two set points to beat Arina Camilla Begu 7-6, 6-2. Checking out the rest of yesterday's scores in the NBA playoffs, Joel Embiid left with a sore knee in the first quarter, and the 76ers lost Game 4 of their first-round series against the Wizards, 122-114. Philadelphia still leads that series 3-1. The Jazz also lead the Grizzlies by that much after downing Memphis last night, 120-113. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Islanders edged the Bruins in overtime, 4-3, to knot their second-round series at a game apiece. The Canadiens, meanwhile, advanced to the second round by finally ousting the Maple Leafs in Game 7, 3-1. In Major League Baseball, Pete Alonso homered and had 4 RBIs in his return from the injured list, and the Mets beat the Diamondbacks 6-2. Also, the Rays defeated the Yankees 3-1, the Astros crushed the Red Sox 11-2, and the Reds destroyed the Phillies 11-1. In other news, Brazil was named as the new host for the Copa America yesterday after South American soccer body CONMEBOL stripped Colombia and Argentina of the tournament. CONMEBOL ruled out Argentina amid an increase in COVID-19 cases in the country. Colombia was removed as street protests against its president continue to rock the nation. The tournament is set to start June 13th. I'm Jesse King.